This is Morning Edition. More than 20,000 public school teachers are expected in Raleigh today. It's a march and rally organized by the North Carolina Association of Educators. Several dozen school districts across the state have canceled class so the teachers could take their case to lawmakers. They're calling for increased funding for public schools and higher pay. Reporter James Morrison will be spending the day chronicling the events here on WUNC as well as online and on Twitter. And he joins me now. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
You're standing on the south end of downtown Raleigh near the NCAE offices where the teachers will begin their march in a little over an hour. What's the scene like there now?
Yeah, so right now it's just a sea of people wearing red t-shirts. Everyone's getting registered for the march right now. It's still somewhat sedate, but I've been talking with teachers, and the word that everyone's saying right now about the mood here is excited, with a capital E exclamation mark. Some people are ecstatic. Everyone is, you can really feel the energy here right now.
Once the march starts, what happens next?
Yeah, so the march is going to begin right at 10 a.m. exactly, with kind of a ceremonial first step at 10. Then everyone's going to be marching just about a block over to Fayetteville Street, and then they're going to go march directly straight up that street to the North Carolina General Assembly. The plan is to be there at the General Assembly for gaveling in for the short session at noon. Then teachers, educators, they're going to begin knocking on legislators' doors. It's unclear if lawmakers are going to stick around for that or not. And then the day is going to be capped off at 3:30 with a rally at Bicentennial Plaza right there next to the state capitol and the General Assembly. Governor Cooper is expected to talk at that rally as well, too.
You spoke with Mark Jewell, the president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. What did he tell you about why teachers are doing this now?
Yeah, so he said the tension has basically been building since the cuts from the recession, but they were inspired by the five other states that have had these types of marches, walkouts: West Virginia, Arizona, Colorado, and Kentucky, and Oklahoma. And they want to bring educator pay up to the national average. North Carolina ranks 37th for teacher pay. It was 39th last year. That's $9,000 less than the national average. They want additional resources, textbooks. They also want safe schools. They want to invest in counselors. I've spoken with a counselor this morning, and they say they're way understaffed. And they want 500 additional positions for counselors, nurses, social workers. They want schools to be repaired. They say their schools are crumbling. There's a bond on this year's November ballot that would cover some of that, but they say it's not enough. And then their final demand is no more corporate tax breaks until their demands are met. And the legislative session starting today, part of that is going to be phasing in the final stages of a 2014 tax cut. And the teachers don't want that to happen until educator pay is increased.
Not everyone is supportive of this rally today. Republican lawmakers have stated that they consider this a union activity, and some have said they believe it creates an unnecessary inconvenience for families. Are teachers expecting to run into any resistance at the rally today?
Yeah, so there was some GOP lawmakers that are not happy with this because they do say that this is a tactic of the labor union movement. GOP Representative Mark Brody from Union Counties put a message on Facebook calling these teacher union thugs that are inconveniencing parents. They should have waited until school was out in a few weeks. But everyone here is careful to call it a march, not a strike or a walkout. But the teachers I've been talking to say that this march isn't going to end today. It's going to go all the way until Election Day in November.
All right. Thanks, James.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
Reporter James Morrison is covering today's teacher rally in Raleigh. He'll be joining us throughout the day on WUNC Radio, and we'll also live tweet the event on WUNC's Twitter account.